some unique travel experiences for animal lovers. And we have with us Joe Zadeh. He's also Joe. It says Joe Bot. You have to explain to me, Joe. Where did the Joe Bot come from?
Yeah, well, my name is Joe. Everybody calls me Joe Bot. I was one of the first employees at Airbnb when we worked out of an apartment, and there were two Joes in the apartment with like 10 people, and so we had to call me something different. So I became Joe Bot, like the robot. And so that's my name.
So are you not able to check that little box when you're filling out a form that it says, "Are you a robot?"
And
you're not,
you know. I take that one very carefully. So yeah.
He's vice president for head of Airbnb experiences, where I guess animal tourism is on the rise. How do you describe animal tourism? What exactly is that?
Well, it's really connecting with animals, connecting with nature, really trying to understand them. But, you know, there's a big problem in animal tourism today in that, you know, a lot of animal tourism is not really ethical and responsible. And so we're announcing a new category of animal experiences on Airbnb that is done very ethically. We did it in partnership with the World Animal Protection, who helped us create policies that ensure that all of our animal experiences are really good for the animal. And we have over 1,000 of these across 300 species all around the world launching today, anything from hiking with rescue dogs to hanging out with alpacas in Colorado. You can even visit caterpillars and butterflies in Cleveland.
How do you determine this, and what experiences, and how do you hook up the place so there's places to stay by where you need to be for these experiences?
So these experiences are independent of the homes that you can book on the platform. You know, we saw a couple of years ago that people wanted experiences when they travel, so we have a whole bunch of experiences. Animals is just one major category. And so we see people when they travel, they look on our platform and see, oh, there's these really cool animal experiences nearby. Imagine you're going to Costa Rica. There's some really cool ways to check out the animals there. Or you're going to Los Angeles, you know, if you want to, you know, take that hike with rescue dogs. And also we've seen people want to do it in their own backyard. So I mentioned that, you know, in Cleveland you can go visit caterpillars and butterflies, and you don't have to travel or book a home to do that.
And this is sort of something that's kind of a niche area that you're kind of launching now. I looked at the penguins seem to be popular. What's the attraction with penguins? And tell me a little bit some of these activities.
Yeah, well, there's so many. And I think penguins is a really great example because that's a marine conservationist that takes you paddleboarding or kayaking to go see these penguins. And that's in South Africa. And that's a really amazing experience. But it also highlights the kinds of hosts that we have. A lot of our hosts are veterinarians, conservationists, people who are real experts. And we vet every single experience that comes to our platform to ensure that they meet the guidelines and also that the hosts of these experiences are credible.
Are these, maybe there's a balance of them, how many of them are sort of them in nature and in the wild, and how much are these people, you know, rescuing them, involved in some sort of sanctuary, tapes like that? How does that work?
We have all kinds. So we have, you know, you can do domestic experiences, domestic animal experiences, such as have tea with naughty sheep in the UK. That's where these sheep come and eat off your plate. You can do an African safari for multiple days, you know, and there's kind of everything in between. The things you will not find on our platform are things that are not ethically, we don't believe are the right ethical experience for the animals. So there's no marine mammals in captivity. You're not going to be riding elephants, taking selfies with wild animals. That's not good for them. But we do have experiences, if you want to see marine animals, where you can see them in the wild. And it's actually, we find out that our guests like that so much better. It's just so much more authentic and unique.
Joe, so many options out there. Where does one start to get this process going?
Yeah, go visit airbnb.com/animals and check it out. And we have a very special experience that we're launching today. If you're a fan of the rock band Kiss, they'll be putting on a show for sharks. Turns out, sharks are very attracted to rock music, and so the shark Kiss will be performing for sharks, and 8 lucky guests will get to watch it underwater where the speakers are and see how the sharks react.
At some of these experiences, are they putting you to work, in a sense? Or are you able to help out, be sort of a volunteer for a day, that type of thing?
There are a lot of our experiences are with nonprofits or conservation groups, and some of them you'll get a chance to help care for the future of the animals and really care for the animals, depending on what the animal species is. And we have experience in Chernobyl where you get to see the dogs of Chernobyl, and there's a rescue organization that tries to care for the dogs, tries to find homes for those dogs. And so, like, there are things like that you can do. picture.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more, where's a good place to get this information?
Go to airbnb.com/animals.
Sounds good. Joe, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
And thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Is 8:45 at AM 930 WEOL. Is this sounding? You keep us shouting.
Sing it, Bruce.
I want to kayak with penguins all day and walk with wolves in L.A.
Yeah, like, we should play that every day.
What?
Puts
what?
A little pep in your step, doesn't it?
Oh, stop. You can't play Kiss, rock and roll all night, and go, hey, kids, you need a little pep in your step. You've just basically undercut your entire credibility
when
you did that sort of thing. I like Love Gun, by the way. If you want to play a song, I just like that's a good
really
one. Yeah, sure. I just
what's that song about?
It's I don't know. It's just what is any song that Kiss is involved with about?